Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Ample sunshine expected today with daytime highs approaching 66. Northwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 27 tonight, mainly clear. Daytime highs approaching 57 tomorrow, sunny skies. Highs level off around 62 Sunday with a slight chance for showers. 61 overcast Monday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm Staff Meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Currently 37.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment has issued a stream advisory for an unnamed tributary near Naodeshe. Julio Flores has more.
The unnamed body of water runs west of Water Plant Road to its confluence with Falls River. The advisory was issued after crude oil was observed in the water from an undetermined source. KDHE is working to contain the contamination and to locate its source. Due to the possibility of contaminants in the water, those who live in the area or have activities nearby are advised not to enter the water or to allow children or pets to enter the stream until further notice. I'm Julio Flores.
In Hutchinson this week, the Reno County Commission extended a moratorium on solar energy projects. The current ban had been set to expire Saturday after being extended several times already. The new moratorium will expire on May 1st. The county said it will give more time to develop zoning regulations for any new commercial solar projects. This is Kansas Information Network News.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Save up to 75% off preferred home and office products with Office Depot. Special package pricing with Lifeline screenings. Exclusive savings on post-frame buildings with QSI. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. And enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. U.S. Senators Jerry Moran of Kansas, Deb Fisher of Nebraska, and Tammy Duckworth of Illinois reintroduced the Nationwide Consumer and Fuel Retailer Choice Act of 2025 to allow the year-round nationwide sale of E15. The senators were also joined by 13 other senators, including Roger Marshall of Kansas and Pete Ricketts of Nebraska, and U.S. Representatives Adrian Smith of Nebraska and Angie Craig of Minnesota, who introduced companion legislation in the House. Senator Moran said diversifying the energy market, particularly the fuel supply, is beneficial for our country, and by allowing E15 to be sold year-round, it will provide farmers and ethanol producers with new markets to sell biofuels made from corn and sorghum while providing consumers with more options at the pump. Josh Rowe, CEO of the Kansas Corn Growers Association, stated that Kansas farmers are appreciative of Senator Moran's efforts in leveling the playing field for ethanol by removing unnecessary limits for the sale of E15 fuel to benefit consumers, farmers, and the Kansas economy. He said the legislation will ensure consumers across Kansas and the United States will have year-round access to this cleaner, higher-octane, lower-priced fuel. And nationwide, consumer access to E15 will save drivers money at the pump while boosting the farm economy. The legislation is also supported by the American Petroleum Institute, the Renewable Fuel Association, Growth Energy, the National Corn Growers Association, the National Farmer Union, and the National Association of Convenience Stores. Last month, President Trump took steps to make E15 available year-round through his executive order declaring a national energy emergency. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment wants to remind Kansans that March and April are when large areas of the state's rangelands are burned, especially within the Flint Hills. Prescribed fire is a tool used by landowners and managers to help preserve the tall grass prairie ecosystem, control invasive species, reduce woody encroachment from species, such as eastern red cedar, and provide better forage for cattle. along with reducing the risk of wildfires and effectively managing rangeland resources. Smoke from the burns can influence the air quality of downwind areas, so the use of smoke management techniques is vital to reduce the air quality and health impacts. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment will activate the Kansas Smoke Modeling Tool in early March, prior to widespread burning in the Flint Hills, as the computer models use fire data and current weather conditions to predict the potential contribution of smoke and air quality impacts to downwind areas. There are approximately 2.2 million acres burned on average in the Flint Hills of Kansas and Oklahoma each year. Prescribed burns release large amounts of particulate matter and other pollutants that can form ground-level ozone, and particulate matter and ozone can cause health problems even in healthy individuals. Common health problems include burning eyes, runny nose, coughing, and illnesses such as bronchitis. People with respiratory conditions, cardiovascular disease, children, and elderly are more vulnerable to experience symptoms. Steps to protect your health on days when smoke is present in your community include that vulnerable people should remain indoors, keep indoor air clean by closing windows and doors and running air conditioners, stay hydrated by drinking lots of water, and contact your doctor if you have symptoms such as chest pain, chest tightness, shortness of breath. And for more information about the prescribed burning in the Flint Hills, the Flint Hills Smoke Management Plan, the April burn restrictions, and the smoke modeling tool, you can visit the Kansas Flint Hills Management website at ksfire.org. The Kansas Department of Transportation is hosting an open house from 5 to 6:30 p.m. this Monday, March 3rd, to provide information on the upcoming closure of K-23 in Sheridan County. The event will be held at the Hoxie Community Center, 820 Main Street in Hoxie, where attendees may stop in at their convenience during the event to review project details and detour information. The Kansas Department of Transportation and project staff will also be available for questions, though no formal presentation will be given. The closure is scheduled to begin Monday, March 31st, and is necessary for the modernization of 6 miles of K-23 between County Road 70, CR 406, and Walnut Avenue in Hoxie. The Kansas Department of Transportation expects to reopen the highway in the fall and fully complete the project in early 2026. Anyone who requires special assistance or accommodations to attend the meeting should contact Public Information Officer Lisa Moosman at 785-874-8107. In Nebraska news, on Thursday, a Lexington man pled not guilty in a deadly shooting outside of a trailer home. 33-year-old Artrish Rodriguez Linares of Lexington waived his preliminary hearing in Dawson County, and the judge sent the case to district court. According to court documents, police said the shooting happened on January 21st when Michael Farina went to Rodriguez Linares' trailer, and the two got into an argument. Rodriguez Linares then fired multiple shots, and when officers arrived, they found Farina dead inside a vehicle that was riddled with bullet holes. Rodriguez Linares is facing charges of first-degree murder, use of a firearm to commit a felony, and unlawful discharge of a firearm, and his arraignment in Dawson County District Court is scheduled for March 31st. On Wednesday, 41-year-old Timothy Washington of Lincoln faced 10 felony charges, including first-degree murder, in the deadly shooting of 34-year-old Phil Moon Cuckoo. His other counts include first-degree assault, second-degree assault, and possession of a stolen firearm. Police reported that after shooting Cuckoo near 13th and E Streets on Sunday, Washington fled from a traffic stop and crashed into a vehicle at 27th and Y Streets. He then went into a nearby apartment and stabbed a man in the neck and chest. Washington then stole the vehicle he crashed into and later hit a pedestrian and crashed into two more vehicles. Washington stole yet another vehicle in Northeast Lincoln and led officers on a chase, eventually crashing into a tree and light pole near 9th and Benton Streets, where he was arrested. Police said his crime spree lasted 80 minutes. Lancaster County Judge Thomas Zimmerman ordered Washington to be held without bond, and his next court appearance is set for March 19th. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
Now we'll hear from Fig Millen and Norton Blue Jay head wrestling coach Bill Brockelman to update on the wrestlers and their state meet in Hayes.
I'm here with head wrestling coach Bill Brockelman. Coach, last week only one event, and that was the boys regional at Cimarron, and second place for your team. And out of the all place state qualifiers, you have nine going to state. Let's talk about the regional at Cimarron.
Regionals at Cimarron was pretty tough. There was us and Hoxie and Hill City and Oakley, to name some local schools that we see. But other than that, it was schools we really hadn't seen this year. It was tough to do head-to-head, so the seeding meeting was a little more interesting. But overall, I thought we wrestled really well. We came away with four champions, two runner-ups, two-thirds, and a fourth, qualifying nine of the 12 wrestlers that we took there. So I was really happy with that. We were second place behind Hoxie, and ahead of Hill City, who also qualified nine, but we were a little better on scoring bonus points. So I think we were ahead by 20, 30 points on them. So overall, very happy with the way the boys competed. We were able to get nine into the state tournament, just like the girls, and be ready to compete this week.
You mentioned that you haven't seen some of those teams, and it's probably some of the teams like a Kingman or Anthony Harper Chaparral, Cimarron, some of those too. But I'll tell you one thing that I took notice was that we haven't seen Hill City much this year, and what a display that they did this last weekend.
Yeah, Hill City looked good, and they were able to get nine kids in as well. They have a pretty big senior class this year, we have three, but they're big point scorers for us, so those kids have wrestled for a long time. But I was really impressed by them, and I was impressed by all of our league schools, really. We had a good showing as the MCL, so I was really happy with that.
Coach, the girls' squad, which they qualified nine also a couple weeks ago, the boys and girls will be participating here at the Gross Memorial Coliseum in Hayes. Why don't we just talk a little bit about both brackets? Let's start off with the girls' brackets.
So the girls' brackets, I'm happy with. It was easier to know where you were going to be in the bracket because there was two regionals. If you got first, you were wrestling the eighth from the other regional, second, seventh, third, sixth, so on and so forth. So it was easier. I was a little interested to see how they put them in, and it was in the book. So we'll see our own regional in the quarters. And if we can get through that, then we have a different, hopefully, probably if the seeds hold, a different regional in the semis. But overall, I like the way that the brackets came out for our girls. There were some spots where it's going to hurt us, some spots that it's going to really help us. But I think that's going to be that way with any tournament that we go to. On the boys' side, there's four regions. And so what they do there is they seed the regional champion of each region, and then they pair up the regions based on how the region champions were seeded. And overall, I was really happy with the way that ended up for our boys. We've all got the ability to do what we need to do. We've just got to go out there and do it, in both boys and girls side. And we know that's what we need to do, and we've been talking a lot about the mental side of wrestling and how we can't let those outside distractions distract us from what we want to do. We have big goals, and we're hoping to achieve them this weekend.
So on your practices, it's been a combination of mental and physical this week. Has your practices been pretty good?
Yeah, we focused a lot on the mental side of this weekend or this week because the hard training's been done. Like they're ready to wrestle, they're ready to compete. We're in good shape. We open up our lungs every day, but we talk a lot about the mental side this week of getting mentally prepared and being ready to compete at a high level in a big time tournament.
Coach, it's a first time for wrestling to have the boys and the girls out in the same building. And why don't you tell us if you know the format at Gross Memorial?
What we've received from the state is that they're going to have six mats out, and there will be three mats for the boys and three mats for the girls. They will both start at 9 o'clock both days. They'll wrestle like they normally do, the first three rounds on the front side and then one round consolation on the first day. and then finish out the backside and the medal rounds on the back on the second day.
And then again, something else different. Able to purchase tickets online. If you can give us a little bit about that, and of course, still can get them at the window.
Yep, Blue Jay Athletics posted the way that you can get a ticket beforehand online. It's also on the Keisha website under fan information. And yes, you can still get them at the window like we have in years past at Hayes. So it's not going to change much. Hoping to have a huge crowd there to help hold our wrestlers up, both when we win and when we lose, because it's going to be some tough ones, and I'm excited to see the kids compete.
And then, of course, the annual send-off, and that's going to be Thursday at 6:30. What and where and what can we expect from the send-off?
Send-off will reveal our themes. We'll talk about the kids, and it'll be at 6:30 on Thursday at the East Campus Wrestling Room.
Well, Coach, we're going to wish you the best luck on Friday and Saturday when you travel down to Gross Memorial Coliseum on the campus of Fort Hays State University. And again, that starts 9 a.m. on both days. Reporting for KQ&K, I'm Fig Millen.
Thank you, Fig and Coach Brockelman, and good luck to the wrestlers at the state wrestling tournament in Hays starting today. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll be having beef and noodles, whipped potatoes, green beans, mandarin oranges, cheese rolls, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be corn dogs or pizza with fruit and milk. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, it should be sunny with a high near 66 and a northwest wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour. For tonight, it should be mostly clear with a low around 27 and a north wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. On Saturday, it should be sunny with a high near 57. On Saturday night, mostly clear with a low around 30. On Sunday, there's a 20% chance of showers after noon. Otherwise, it'll be mostly sunny with a high near 62 and breezy on Sunday with wind gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. And on Sunday night, there's a 20% chance of showers before midnight. Otherwise, it'll be mostly cloudy with a low around 38. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast for Monday, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 66. On Tuesday, rains likely mainly afternoon. Otherwise, it'll be mostly cloudy with a high near 52 and breezy. On Wednesday, it should be sunny with a high near 45. And on Thursday, there's a slight chance of rain and snow, partly sunny with a high near 51. Currently, with fair skies, it is 39 degrees. The humidity is 48%. The wind speed is northwest at 13 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.94. The dew point is 21 degrees. And the current wind chill is 31 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:21, and it's time for Kansas Sports. That's being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
United Northwest Federal Credit Union is excited to announce that it will host their 76th annual meeting in person at the St. Francis of Assisi Parish Hall in Norton, Kansas on March 24, 2025, beginning at 5:30 p.m. Supper and prizes will be provided for those in attendance. Reservations can be made by calling 785-877-5191 by March 18, 2025.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis. It was announced by Kansas State Women's Basketball that star player Aoka Lee would miss the conference tournament and be ready for the NCAA tournament after she undergoes a procedure on her foot. Tim Fitzgerald, GoPowerCat.com, joined 580 WIBW in Topeka on Wednesday and talked about Lee.
I pray this young lady gets a clean string of games to play because I think her body is giving out. I'm not sure how much more basketball she has in her after this as her I hate to be dramatic here, but it seems like her body's collapsing. The feet, the knees, those things are really giving her problems. And if she can get a clean stretch here and go out playing her type of ball, I think we'd all be happy by that, because watching her go through this and end an absolutely brilliant career just as a beaten-up shell of what you could be, it's just unfair to a wonderful human being and a wonderful player.
Again, Lee is expected to return in time for the NCAA tournament. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis.
Ranchers, when you're out working in the elements, you need gear that works as hard as you do. DryShot is the boot that fits that bill and has become the number one outdoor boot at ValleyVet.com. With genuine high-quality natural rubber overlay and better shank support, the 100% waterproof DryShot boots are more comfortable hour after hour. You will appreciate the four-way stretch, breathable air mesh lining, and the ability to roll down the tops to tuck in pant legs. Fewer seams means no water saturation and no heavy boots to lug. You'll like the all-terrain self-cleaning acid-resistant sole. Your feet will be warm and dry when the weather gets mucky. Dry shod the whole family at ValleyVet.com. There you'll find exceptional value and a large selection of meds and more shipped fast and free on most orders over $75. Find your ranching needs at ValleyVet.com or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com. ValleyVet Supply.
It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisenhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton, or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.